Woof, bunny's rolling. Here they go. Green light on for another episode of the Sports Bet Non-Chasers. Paddy Garshagan here with Andrew Gunner. How are you, my friend?
All right. What's wrong with you?
Nothing, mate. Just enjoying me ninth coffee for the day doing the Will Anderson special. Have you heard what he does?
I can't stand Will Anderson, so no.
Rumour has it he has seven coffees during his two-hour stint on Hot Breakfast.
Well,
non-listeners out there.
I'm sure Luke Darcy and Eddie McGuire have about seven Xanax to get through 3 hours with Will Anderson, but anyway, not really greyhound related.
Straight off the top, mate. Well played. Hey, mate, how have you been? Like, you seem a little bit somber. You're looking down there. You're scribbling away with your $1 million pen. What's going on?
Business as usual.
I like to bring a little bit of bubbliness, mate, to the start of the non-chasers.
Very
effervescent. Not even looking me in the eye.
Very effervescent you are today.
Oh, thanks, mate. It's been a big day.
It wasn't a compliment.
How have you been?
Good.
How's life in the greyhound world been, mate?
Always busy. Always entertaining.
Okay. Well, I must...
Just when I thought that we wouldn't have something funny or topical to talk about... A race at Townsville popped up last night.
It did, and we will get to that because, my gee whiz, that was funny. But the elephant in the room has to be addressed. You said on last Wednesday night that you will be going to the Crown Casino. You'll be having a couple of lagers.
Oh, yeah.
And you were going to put a contract in front of a certain person, and that certain person is once again not here. It's a two-man band, as you can even see. For those playing at home, we've also got the video rolling. And we've got the new non-chasers graphics, and we've had to sack Ryan.
What have you done with my eyes, mate?
I've done nothing with your eyes, mate. That's how your eyes.
Have you put Ryan's eyes on my head, or have you done something with it? It just looks bizarre.
Nothing wrong with your eyes at all. There's a person to your right.
You look like
schmick as ever.
You look like you've had about seven Penny Wongs in that photo.
Absolutely, 100% my body as well. So you can see that I'm really kicking goals off the ground.
Who are the torso models in these shots?
I believe, mine's me, and I believe you've got Squirrel. Squirrel, of course.
Come
Simon
on,
Ainsworth,
come on, former, Simon.
Former panelist.
Needs
on the
to get in and do some curls.
No, we digress. Mate, what happened? Where is this Irishman? Kenny.
I've waited.
I'm letting his name slip now. His name's Kenny. Enough's enough. It's been 5 weeks. You've been telling me
he doesn't deliver and pick up toilets, by the way.
Where the hell is Kenny? What is going on?
The contract was so heavy that it's actually put his back out.
Oh.
Picking up the suitcases full
of
money.
Hasn't come in today.
He was a late scratching on Bet's advice today.
What happens up there on the trading floor, mate? I'm bewildered.
I am the centerpiece of a very weird universe that revolves around me. The personalities and the people that work up there are extraordinary. It's amazing that anybody gets by.
Are you still sitting on your medicine ball that... looks like it's about to pop every time I walk.
No, that's currently
under a bit of stress.
That's currently under reconstruction, that ball.
Jesus.
Got sent back to Pakistan for restitching.
Rightly so. Christ almighty. Hey, mate, so Kenny not here. We can have him next week. When can we expect him? I mean, we've had... there's something else you're not telling me here. There's this inner sanctum up there on the trading floor, which is the reason why... he's not here. What's
inner sanctum?
Well, not inner sanctum, but there's a tight knit little secret, I think, between you two that's not coming out. So, do you want to put it on the table, mate, or what's going on?
No, don't try and start something that's not there, mate.
All right, fine. Well, for those playing at home, Kenny's not here, so it's just Andrew Gunner and myself once again. So there'll be a lot of talking and a lot of not sense not being made by myself. But of course, Andrew is a very good tipster, mate. Why don't we start with Show Me the Money last week? Now, I realised that after listening to the playback of the podcast, one of the 32 listens of the show.
Jeez, that's a lot of listens. I wonder why we've got that many viewers.
And I realised I made an absolute dog's breakfast of explaining how I was only $45 down. What I was doing is I was adding up my winnings.
Oh, here we go. God.
Which were...
cue the music.
Which were $995 plus the $500.
Everyone's already confused and turning off.
And then I took away the 1500, which lets me 45 down. So a very stupid and convoluted way to do it. That's why I'm not a trader, mate, because, you know, I make illogical sense of mathematic equations. But I can tell you that this week, crack and dust didn't feature for me, and I am now down $145 for the series. Yourself, Andrew.
And for those that want to enroll in your Creative Accounting 101 class over at 360 Collins Latrobe, what times do you get that underway to teach that?
I believe, what?
Yeah, you can teach them about off-balance sheet transactions and...
Sorry, mate, that's not my
offshore
jam.
Offshore accounts.
I don't roll around in a white collar, mate. That's not my sort of... finance is not my sort of go.
Oh, really?
No.
Couldn't half tell.
No, mate. Well, let's talk
anyway,
about
what the money. What'd you ask me?
I asked you, your buddy backed and show me the money as the as the customary ding on my computer signifies the 5-minute mark of the podcast.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you need to ding yourself for the 5 minutes of the podcast?
Well, it's just happened last week, Andrew. Huh. So I've said it's done it again just coincidentally, but I sort of linked the two just to make it somewhat funny, Andrew, but it wasn't.
What's wrong with your keys?
Let's not talk about stuff which is completely irrelevant, mate. Let's talk about who you backed in Show Me the Money, please.
I worry about your personal life. I backed Blue Striker.
Yep. And I hear that if you'd done it the week before, you would have.
Yeah, I remembered after I couldn't remember last week, I remembered that Go See Cody was the tip and it duly saluted last week after I picked it and it ran second the week before.
Bit of a mythical creature, mate.
The patent committee is saying that Blue Striker should therefore win this week.
Ooh, can't quite catch it.
No.
Andrew Gunner.
Patrick Garshagen.
Time and time
does your mum call you Patrick when she's angry at you?
No, I've never done anything naughty in my life.
Oh, piss off.
Now, this man, Andrew Gunner, Reynold Attard, has been a name which has been thrown around just timeless times on this podcast. Now, I don't blame you if you've stopped listening to the non-chasers because we once again have failed to secure Reynolds' services for a little phone call. But... You like the sound?
I do that. Right? Yeah. Whatever show. What show is that off?
It was off the little alien thing. I was off The Simpsons. Hey, Reynold Attard. I have it on good authority. You tried to call him today, and he fuzzed our phone call. But we got his voicemail, so we've got even closer.
No, called the brother.
Yeah.
Marto.
So we have got an audio snippet of Marto. We've heard his voice.
I have. Yeah. He exists.
Does he seem like a man that would really want to chew the fat and talk some bone on the non-chasers?
Oh, look, his voicemail was a little of the subdued variety, but
we're getting closer.
I'm sure that we could put a whistle in the lure and really get him sparked up for next week.
Oh, so next week is it?
Well, I don't know. Well, can we actually connect and make the phone call? Because yes. We had some technical difficulties
week. No, we don't blame technical difficulties, mate. I think the only person I'm blaming is you, mate, to be honest.
Don't blame me. I think the God voice that you heard earlier, Tommy the apprentice kid, couldn't quite get it all connected this week.
Don't whack Tommy, mate.
I'm not whacking Tommy. Tommy's a great fella, but... he will smite me.
Very good. Alright, well, so Kenny Attard, the owner.
Kenny Attard. Wow, we're combining names now.
Martin Attard, the owner and brother of Reynold, the trainer of Frosty Black Jay, Australia's most unluckiest dog. And I tell you what, we are unlucky several times. Oh, it could be 134 attempts, much like Frosty Black Jay, that we have before we finally get the biscuits. But no, we will continue our quest to get the great man on the show. Gunner, let's talk some greyhounds now, mate.
Okay.
There's a couple of races at Sandown Park.
Yes.
You like that? We've got a bit of a money back special, as
we do.
Yeah, the coffers at Sportsbet and the arm of promotion is being extended to you on Thursday night.
Yes. So Sandown and Dapto tomorrow night, races
and
1-5. Yes.
Hello.
World famous.
Why is that?
Hit the McDonald's sign by two lengths down the back straight and you're home.
Yep. Giddy up, cowboy. All right, well, race one, mate. We got the favourite, Van Wilson, $3.40. Weblet King, $3.90. True Detective, $4.40. Then it goes to Unit Bale, $6.50. And then Shanlon Haven at $9 for race one at 6:12 Sandown Park, mate. What do you like?
Yeah, the winter starts, so you can get up and about early. Hopefully build up a bit of a bank before you then click over to DAPTO proceedings later on.
Mm-hmm.
Race one, a lot of up-and-comers in this one. I am tipping number three, Unit Bale. Trainer Steve Collins going at a very nice clip at the moment, and this one should improve further. Number six, Weblet King, and number seven, Van Wilson, both look to have plenty of ability, but we'll need some luck from the draw, so I'm just going to stick with the three in this one.
Beautiful. That's your final tip, mate.
That's my final tip.
And if you have $50 on it and it comes second, what happens, mate?
Well, hopefully it wins and you just get paid out a winner.
But if it comes second, what happens?
You get your money back.
Beautiful. In bonus bets.
In bonus bets.
So you can have another crack and reload into race two. The favourite is Flow Lava, $3.30. Gladiator, nicely named, $4.40. Punk Lass Rocks, $4.80. Hoodat Opal, $6.50. Zipping Clifford, $7. Boscono 8 for the Alliance, 13. And Cappy Morgan's back again for another crack at
old Cappy.
Old Cappy. How did Cappy Morgan go the other day, by out of curiosity?
I think it got checked. Yeah, it got checked from a wide draw and dropped out, and then tracked into the race and got a bit more of a check, and then I think lost
the
interest.
Watchdog comments, hit or miss early. Keen railer needs the brakes.
Yep.
I think old Cappy Morgan does. All right, well, who do you like in this race?
The draw really suits Flow Lava. Held a very high line throughout the race last week. Should be in the first few early, really well boxed. So I'm sticking with Flow Lava.
Bang. All right. Race three, my friend. Weblek Ace, $1.55. Do you take the $1.55 or do you want number three? And maybe you'll be collecting $6. Queen of Bale, $6.50. Racing Pulse, $7. Brother, Brother, 13. Brother, Cousin, Jesus Christ, it's a family affair here.
Well, those two are little mates.
Okay, well, have a crack at Stephen Kyriakopoulos.
Yeah, it is a bit of a...
Try and say that five times over with your eyes closed and your ears pricked.
Yeah, with a couple of glasses of ouzo.
Yeah, well, could you do it? Try and spell it without looking.
Not going to offend the great man.
Oh, that's about as fun as a rock at the moment, Andy.
But, I'm tipping the last part of it is Copoulous.
Nah, you're wrong. Let's just talk Copoulos. About the dog. Stay in your lane, mate. Weblek Ace, $1.55, doesn't win. Open $1.30. What's the go? Why is it drifting a little bit?
Oh, just a little bit of... concern? No, just a little bit of a difference in market opinion between us and a couple of others. It ran 29.94 on its Meadows debut back in April, and it hasn't been as impressive since then. It will run hard left from the draw, but I still think it's got the speed to cross all those underneath it and make the running. I can't tip against it in this. It's by far the best on ability, but it's just the reasons why its last couple of starts haven't been as good as its maiden win at the Meadows. But yes, definitely tipping it in this one.
Very nice. All right, we head to race four.
Just on those, the Brother Brother and Brother Cousin both ran run over the 400 meter distance at Warragul. It's always a little bit difficult to tell how much they're going to run on over the longer trip, but I thought brother cousin went over the line and to the line a bit better at those Warragul starts. Brother Brother's got a lot of early speed, but it did look like the others were making ground off it when it went over the winning post. So if you're going to have an each way bet on one of those, I think just from the optics, yeah. Paddy, the yeah. Brother Cousin might see this one out a bit better.
Brother Cousin variety. Are there any other? Is there a brother sister, a brother father, brother mother?
Maybe.
Jeez, that would be a mouthful.
Might be a brother from another mother.
Imagine if there was a brother, mother, brother, 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 cousin, brother, sister, brother, 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 father in a race.
Brother, uncle.
Poor caller. Yeah. They'd earn their paycheck. All right, race four, the Mug Punters Classic. Someone, hang on. But before we talk about cheeky race names, mm-hmm. Now, did you see a name squares through the cracks last week? You know how people can, like, for example, I'm going with the lads from footy to the Meadows in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, you can name your own race. Do you reckon anybody's named any of the races at Sha Tin tonight?
Well, I don't know, but
there's a couple that are called the Tong Fuck Handicap. So.
Well, the reason I say is the Mug Punters Classic. I mean, that's not too terrible, but I don't know where it was. I think it was Casino. Somewhere it slipped through the cracks was the Two Girls One Cup Chase. So very interesting race name there, and the Greyhound Turf Club not doing their due diligence. A little clip across the ears, someone would have got. You're right there, mate.
You can't call it that. Surely,
shit you not. Oh, not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're assuming your mind's gone to one part of maybe it was, mate, just genuine, mate.
You don't have to lose your marbles about it, but I'm telling you, it happened. I'll find it.
I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but maybe it didn't mean what you think it means.
Okay. Well, of course it did, mate. It was. You could see all the fellas carrying on like pork chops at the winning post. You don't reckon they had any say in the naming of the race? You've lost it. All right, let's just talk about the Mug Punters.
What was the steward's name on that particular day?
I have to dig it up. A little quick search.
Steward wasn't Mr. Lesbian, was it?
Wrap it up. Race 4, CMA Park tomorrow. Still a bonus bet return eligible race. 595 metres, the Mug Punters Classic. Favourite is Blue Striker, running out of the red. A little bit confusing. But the second favourite is Rajasthan, who Gunnar last start won the richest race on the planet for the stayers. But this is not a staying race.
Yeah, that two starts ago, yeah.
Two starts, my bad. What's going on here? Why is it dropping back in distance? You know, you surely can win the richest staying race on the planet and have a bit of a breather, but clearly Robert Camilleri wants to just win a little bit more dosh.
Yeah, well, that's the dogs love to race, mate. You can't have them cooped up forever. They'd love to get out.
Okay.
You wouldn't keep your dog cooped up for 2 weeks and not take it down the park, would you?
Oh, yeah, he would.
Rufus.
He wouldn't mind it, mate. He'd just probably sleep anyway. Bit like you. Yeah, he loves food, mate.
A bit lazy.
Pardon?
A bit lazy.
He's a good fella. But it's not the Rufus show, right? We can make it that, another episode, but...
Dogs take after their owners.
He eats a lot of food. He's a plump and a portly three-year-old Labrador. Had his birthday last Friday.
It's not the Rufus show, but we're going to go through his birthday.
Happy birthday, Rufus.
No, good on you, Rufus.
You played out there. He's a big fella. He probably might run into some hip concerns a little bit later in his life because he enjoys his dry food and his chicken necks. But, well, come on, mate. If you're going to bowl me a half volley, I'm going to hit it through the covers. Yeah. I'll talk about it.
Got cricket on the brain, don't you?
All right. We are seriously running all over.
Well, we needed to pad this show out a bit today. It was a little bit skinny, unlike Rufus.
All over the place. Rajasthan is at $4. Showgirl Queen is at $5. Lucy is Milo, $7.50. Go Seek for Nando. There's a name I haven't heard in a while. $8 and Dinah Gunn.
And last
31.
Week. Yeah. You idiot.
Who wins it? Blue Striker, $1.90. Do you take it or Too Skinny? You don't like taking them in the when they're in the red, do you?
Well, it depends what price they're being marked. It's all price dependent. Mm. If their price is over their true odds of winning, then yeah, happy to take it, but certainly not diving into short odds for the sake of it. But I think Blue Striker will win this one, drawn even better than last week. And its run was pretty good behind Often Imitated, who just got the early break on it, and they ran really good time. I think Blue Striker will either lead this one or he'll sit just behind Showgirl Queen. Showgirl Queen doesn't stick to the rail real hard, so there will be a gap for it late. If Rajasthan leads, I think it could run it down. Go Seek Fernando doesn't usually like being drawn in box eight, but in a six-dog field, I definitely think it could find the rail at some point during this race and be stalling home late. But Blue Striker.
Well said, mate. Love it. Live it. Love it. Dream it. Breathe it. Race 5, 740, 310 you can get for He's For Me. Dinah Oscar, $3.60. Courting, $5.50. Vital Force, six bones. Ask Me Now, $10. Kraken Dust.
Your mate.
Who was ordinary last week. Well, came second, but that doesn't cut it in a fierce Show Me The Money segment that we operate here on the non-chasers. Aston it is, 14 bones. Dinah Alaya at 18, and the Nigerian and French flags, I'm not even going to bother trying to say that one. Coin a Seg 1. That sounds like a Korean car or something, doesn't it? But don't bother. He's For Me, win it.
Family vehicle or a little two-seater sports car, do you reckon?
I don't know. Don't care. But He's For Me or Don and Oscar or Cording?
I'm going Cording in this one. Not in the best form, but maps really well here. Last start, it got bumped around a bit after being up on the early speed. I think it can beat the one out early and lead all the way in this one and bounce back into the winner's circle.
Very nice. Very good. All right, mate. Anything else we should look out for in the racing sphere at the moment. Any other big dogs going around north of the borders or?
Yes, there is some stuff going on at Albion Park, which we can get to. One other race I wanted to touch on tomorrow night at Sandown is race 8. Really good race here between a few stars. Gibrina is drawn out in box 6 in this one with the empty box on its inside. I think it'll be winning this one, but that's a really good race that I wanted to mention outside of the usual 1-5.
Very good. A nice analysis there of 5 races down in Victoria, and then you popped up north of the border to Queensland for one.
No. That race is at Sandown as well. It's race 8.
Was it?
We can get on to Brisbane now if you like.
Oh, mate. Sorry, I've jumped the gun.
You have jumped the gun.
I've jumped out of the barriers, boxes. I'm good at that, aren't I? Jumped out of the boxes before the bunnies even rolled. Okay, quickly hit them and then we'll skip ahead.
So we've got two races where the heats are being conducted at Albion Park tomorrow night. We've got the Flying Amy Classic, and we've also got, why do you look at me like that? And we've also got the Gold Cup for the Stayers. The Flying Amy Classic features dogs such as Fernando Blaster, Black Opium's back, Feral Frankie, Seal the Deal, and we couldn't mention this one. We couldn't go without mentioning this one for our old mate Ryan, King Kratos.
King Kratos.
So it's going around, so keep your eyes peeled for heats of the Flying Amy Classic. In the Gold Cup for the Stayers, Tornado Tears has gone up, drawn box 6. Can't get an inside draw that one. Ella Enchanted is up there. Peppertide is up there. Veloce Nero, Poco Dorado, Blue Moon Rising, Dinah Chancer. So there's a lot of dogs up there that we've mentioned on the show previously.
Yeah, a few heading up to the Sunshine State for the run.
All In is open for that one as well. Just keep in mind that your dog only has to finish in the top 4 to qualify for the final in that one, because there's only 2 heats.
Delicious. Very well said, Andrew Gunner. All right, Andrew. Now, from time to time, something fairly humorous rolls around in the greyhound world. It doesn't happen as much as I'd hoped. You know, I'd like to come in every week and there'd be
stuff.
Very funny. Something has come across my desk. It happened last night, Tuesday night, at Townsville.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know what I'm talking about? Tell me.
Well, I sent it to you, so yes, I do.
Jeez, mate, I was trying to give you the eyes there to just pretend that you had noticed to give it a little bit more effect, but you've ignored me. All right, race 3, Townsville.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to sort of listen to the call and commentate it, or how do we want to play this? Or do we want to explain what happened?
You just roll the footage as they enter the straight.
We'll start it from the start, mate. Here we go. Race 3, Townsville last night. Over the 380 metres, the Garrard's Horse and Hound something handicap.
As the runner's being placed away here.
Who are we looking at here, by the way, Andrew?
Dog in box 1.
For the third. Fifth grade. Ready, set. Away, jumping well from the inside, Ashton Blue, but Fawn Yogi Blue beat Ashton Blue out and showing speed back on the inside. There goes Queen Villa. Chisel Nibs handy into that corner, widen the track. There was Shake the Paint. Well back at the back now is Nangar Breeze in company with Mr. Sugar Daddy.
Big check.
Corner, there's plenty going wide. Driving up.
Whack! Not for guts. Oh, my God. Poor. And then it runs along at the bottom.
How good is that?
Mate, that is classic. For those playing at home, please go look that up. Race 3 Townsville last night. The one dog, I can't remember the name, just runs into all sorts of drama and then round the bend gets a check and it sort of goes on like it's gone up a little BMX jump and it's actually flown off the track. Lucky to not hit the upright pole, the floodlight, which would have probably, you know, delaminated the dog.
I'm not sure about that. I reckon that dog would have knocked that pole over and kept on going.
That would have been split in half, mate, if that hit that. But it survived and it ran on and it even ran past the winning post on the grass. Luckily, there was no one down there to watch the race. Otherwise, they would have had an errant dog just coming mowing them down.
I'll tell you what, that time's not correct. They certainly don't run 15:61 over that trip at Townsville.
3:80, mate. That's pretty impressive.
Mate, it takes you 22 seconds or more for that.
I reckon I'd run quicker than that over 380 metres.
Please. Hey, mate, you couldn't even run that in 100, I reckon.
Hey, speaking of running human versus dog, it's still there. The offer's on the table, $2,000. Sandown, it will be towards the end of the year. There's been a few things trickling in here on there on Twitter. please get involved on the socials. Just message us in. See if you see something funny. We like to get involved. You didn't tweet the show last week, by the way.
No, I didn't.
That was ordinary from you.
Yeah, it was.
Why was that? You normally do it at about 2 a.m. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I had a real long week last week. So, yeah, apologies for that. Okay, we'll just skip my
fix
mind.
Fix your game. And if anyone else wants to sort of promote the tweet or anything like that, you go into the Black Book to race a greyhound at the end of the year for $2,000 to be involved in the podcast. You know the drill. You'll have Kenny here by then, I assume. It will be
maybe, maybe not. Maybe I won't be here. Oh, fingers crossed.
Wow, here we go. Is there another bombshell going on? Why is that?
Oh, just every time I get tapped on the shoulder, I think, oh, maybe this is HR giving my marching orders and off I go. But no, not yet.
Righto.
Okay. I've got to find something else to do.
$2,000. Race a greyhound. You run around sort of 200 metres. The greyhound runs 525. It's a real tight finish. If you can beat it, you get the King's Bunsen. Biggie Smalls, mate, back by popular demand.
Oh, yes. Oh, I got something for you this week. So going through the record books.
Just quickly, call Biggie Smalls because it's the biggest bet in the greyhound.
Yeah, well, I don't know how small works
I don't know. I got a little bit confused. I thought it was the biggest and the smallest.
Biggie Biggs.
Yeah, so it's more Biggie Biggs, but for
back to the drawing board.
For cinematic effect, we've gone with that as the song sort of rolls in the background there very nicely. I liked it when you sort of added it in there last week.
Why did you play that song for so long? I didn't think it was going to end last week. Went for about 5 minutes.
Oh, mate, well, some listeners out there wanted to just hear it. I thought.
All right, fair enough.
A survey, mate.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
One person came back to me and said, yeah, leave it.
All right, we'll start with the...
Biggie Big. What is it?
Okay, so biggest stake that lost last week was a cool 20 large on Rip Masters. Good name. Rip Masters at the Gardens on Saturday night ran seconds.
Oh, 220 gorillas.
No, 20,000.
20 gorillas.
Yep.
Christ.
And biggest win was a $30,000 outlay on Anika at Ipswich.
Paying?
For a profit of $42,000.
Oh, baby.
So $2.40. Yep.
Thanks for coming. What happens, just for those people would be interested, what happens when a big boy like that comes in up on the trading floor?
Oh, well,
what happens? Is an alarm
welcome,
go?
Say welcome to Sportsbet.
No, a bit like does an alarm go off? Oh, we're actually on the trading floor go, oh shit, someone's put a big amount on here. We're all watching this one with extra zest, or what happens?
No, we're
there's a little peek behind the curtain. Mate.
We're cheering the punter all the best because we are all about our customers here at Sportsbet. We do have a couple of sounds that go off occasionally. There's a ref's whistle,
really,
and there's a cow that moves as well.
What are they for? If you can.
Oh, they relate to a couple of different things. Some of them relate to customers, and some of them relate to markets. So,
very good.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Generally
around liabilities, they relate to.
Oh, very good. Interesting. Well, yep. Another good segment by you, mate. I didn't come prepared with dog food this week. It's had its.
You didn't come prepared with anything.
It's had its 2 week lead in. Got the second week blues last week, and we might just let it sit in the paddock for a week, and I'll bring it back bigger and better, mate. Favorite segment, show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar, dollar. Jeez, it's like a fine wine. It just gets better with age, doesn't it?
But how many more weeks if we don't tip a winner before the dud one comes back?
When concern starts to trickle in.
Or if we're in front, does that mean that we can use the good one?
Yeah, but well, you're ahead. If you're, look at it this way, if you're betting on both our selections, if you've been a, what's the word?
Loyal.
Religious punter and listening to the non-chase and you followed us in, you're ahead.
Yep.
You're ahead.
And if you followed mine.
$1,000.
And if you followed just mine, you'd be more ahead.
Exactly. So if we work out percentages, quick math.
Mate, I can't do math off something that doesn't exist. As I said,
it does exist.
Creative accounting 101.
You're about 1,100 ahead. I'm negative 145.
Yep. Part of the Melbourne Grammar Education teaches you where to hide your money so that the tax man can't find it.
Just read between the lines. You probably would just follow Andrew. You probably don't follow me. But
I wouldn't even recommend following me. But anyway.
Whiz, will it be exciting when one of us get a winner? All right, mate, who are you going this week?
I'm going to back up with Blue Striker again.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Why is that?
I just think it's drawn better than last week. It got beaten by a good dog. having its first start over 600, I think, last week. I think that it's building to a win, so I'm going to stick with it. I think even money's a pretty good price.
Okay, very good. Well, you know who I'm going?
Kraken Dust?
Nah, not Kraken. Can
Snags off. McKenzie?
Nah, Snags.
Mars Plum Jam?
Nah, they can get nicked.
You can't say that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Get nicked, not nicked.
No, I said nicked.
Oh, I thought you said get something
nah,
else.
No, I said get nicked. Brother.
Oh, yeah.
To place.
Okay.
$100, brother.
Now, I think that's only place. Two place dividends.
Yeah,
that
two
race,
place
isn't
dividends
it?
Okay. Paying four schmokos.
Sorry, for what?
Four smokos.
Okay.
For brother to place. The blue dog, race three, Sandown, Thursday night.
Okay.
Show me the money.
All right. Very good.
Here comes the money, mate. Yeah, that's about it, mate. What do you reckon? Any
so just 100 large on the nose.
100 large to place.
Oh, sorry, to place.
To place.
Yep. All right.
$4 I can get.
All right.
And we'll probably firm in, but I'll be taking the $4 because everyone will load into it after hearing that this man is on it. All right. Anything all else, right. mate? Any final thoughts? Please, for the love of God, get Kenny here next week.
I can't guarantee, mate.
Is it?
Depends what the vets say.
Is it Kenny or is it Reynald Attard who's harder to get? One works on level 16 of this building. The other lives in a shack in Ipswich. And
I'll tell you what, when it came to getting Kenny's visa approved, I'd say that, yeah, getting Kenny was a lot harder.
Wow. All right. Well, mate, I think that wraps us up.
All right.
We've,
very good.
We've genuinely jibber-jabbered here and talked
serious, absolute
serious,
shite.
Serious smack. Once again, the edit will have to come in and save it very nicely. As always, mate, pleasure having you on. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Paddy.
Very, very good. Gamble responsibly if you are having a crack on those dish liquors. And don't forget, get involved on the socials, Spotify, CastBox, your favourite method of podcast listening. iTunes is the more traditional way of listening to us, of course.
Were you up at the snow last weekend? When does that sort of start?
We will not talk about the Melbourne Football Club.
Okay.
I'm full focus on greyhounds these days.
Cheese platter sales have dipped dramatically from last season.
Charcuterie boards, mate, have been flying out the doors at my household. No, mate, that's it. Wrap it up, like, listen, subscribe. Share us even. If you like
sharing greyhounds
and you think you know someone else who likes their greyhounds as well and just wants to have a little bit of a laugh, maybe get a bit of a tip here and there, then please do. Or, Gunner, I've noticed a few reviews even.
Oh no, got a bit of smack last week.
A few reviews have slid into the old iTunes store. So if you do like it, chuck one in there, and that will help us.
Even got some critique on Twitter last week from a few,
and solidify the greatest greyhound racing podcast in the land,
allegedly.
In the planet, allegedly. Cheerio, mate. Gamble responsibly.
All right. Bye bye.
Yes, we.